Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Amy Porterfield, and I am thrilled that you're tuning in today. Look, I know you've got a lot of options when it comes to listening to business podcasts. So the fact that you've tuned in today means the world to me. And I promise I will not disappoint. We have a really good episode today all about simple yet really powerful ways to personalize your next promotion or launch. So I think you're really going to like these. And if you're just starting out or if you've been at it for a while, you can use these strategies. Like they're not just for those that are more advanced, but they really make a huge impact. And I'm 10 years into my business and I've been doing these for a long time now. So definitely I've got something for everybody in this episode today. Now, before we get there, I want to get back to doing my student spotlights. I haven't done one in a few episodes. And this one is from one of my Online Marketing Made Easy Facebook group listeners. So she's in my free Facebook group and her name is Liz. And this is what she said. Amy, oh my, you have done it again. The podcast this week is amazing. Somehow you always know exactly what I need to hear. Thinking and acting small is something that has been on my mind for a long time. I'm working on it with my coach, yet still I'm struggling with it. I will be doing the exercises in that episode this morning. And I would love to hear from this community if they're interested in sharing answers. With all there is to do, it's easy to slip back to the old ways of thinking. Wishing you the best, playing big this year. So Liz, thank you so much for this. I mean, that episode, and I'll link to it, guys, if you want to hear it, if you missed it, about playing a bigger game in the new year was one of my favorites. And I've been hearing from so many students about how it resonated with them. And so don't miss it if you haven't listened to it yet, because I think it will give you a lot of inspiration and courage to make those big, bold moves this year and beyond. Okay, so let's dive into today's topic all about different ways to personalize your next promotion or launch. Now, this episode was inspired by my recent Digital Course Academy launch, my brand new program, and doors are now closed. So I want to give a really big shout out to my Digital Course Academy students. You guys are kicking butt. I'm watching you get in there, the energy in the Facebook group and the quality of questions you're asking and the fact that you're doing the work and you're talking about it in the community, you're sharing your wins, you're troubleshooting together. I mean, as a course creator, my heart is bursting watching all of you get in there and do the work. So first of all, thanks for showing up like champs. And second of all, I can't wait to see what you all create. So we're in this journey together now, and I just couldn't be more thrilled to get to know all of you. So welcome to my new students. Now, with that, before I had all these new students, I had to launch the program. And I haven't launched live like this for a long time. So it was a little bit of a shell shock for me and my team because it's just a lot of work, as you all know, who, if you've launched before, you know there are a lot of moving pieces. But one of the things that really stood out in this recent launch is our ability to personalize things. And there were a lot of ways that we personalized, but I wanted to bring three to your attention today, because these are three that you could replicate really easily. Now, why do we want to personalize a launch? I believe that right now, where we are in the online marketing world, what's working, what's not working, is this place where people are so used to bots and to hearing from virtual assistants versus the actual course creators. And getting canned responses versus actually talking to somebody. And because of that, as a course creator, as someone in your business who's running the show, I want to encourage you to show up, especially during promotions and during launches. Of course, you're going to show up once you deliver whatever it is you delivered, and you're going to deliver on your promises. Like after people pay, I know you're going to show up like a boss there, but what about during your launch? What about those personal touches that when people are on the fence, when people aren't sure if they're right for the program, or they're scared to spend the money, or deeper, they're scared that they're not enough or that they won't be able to get their results, what about the personalization there so that they hear from you and others on your team so that they know they are making the right decision? And I think that's what this episode is all about. I want them to hear from you during your launch. And I'm going to give you three ways to do so. Now, of course, if you have a virtual assistant, your virtual assistant is talking to potential students. I get that. That needs to happen. You're just one person. However, every person counts. So if you could reach out to 10 people during your promotion that wouldn't expect to hear from you personally, that makes a big difference. You can't get to everybody. And believe me, out of the thousands and thousands of email responses that we sent out, meaning people on my team responded to questions, I was only a fraction of those that got in there and personally responded. But when I did, it made such a huge difference. And so that's what I wanted to share with you today. Okay. So the first way that you can add more personalization to your launch is by responding to questions in customer support, or quite honestly, even anywhere online like social media, with a video or with an audio response. And so here's what I did personally, and then you can tweak this and make it your own. I used a tool called Snagit, and I'll link to it in the show notes. And Snagit allows me to do a screen capture. So if somebody wrote into Help Scout, which is the customer support tool we use, if someone wrote into Help Scout, I could get into Help Scout and read the response, and then I would turn on Snagit. And Snagit would only show my screen. So it would show the question that was asked, and it would record my voice. So I would look at the question and I'd say, "Hey, Sally, I saw that you had a question wondering what's the difference between my old program, Courses That Convert, and my new program, Digital Course Academy. And since you're a student of mine, I wanted to personally respond and make sure you really understood the difference. So here it is." And then I would just tell her the difference. And then from there, I might give a few other reasons why Digital Course Academy was so powerful and encourage her to join and tell her, "I can't wait to see her inside the program." And that was it. The audio might be 2 to 5 minutes, depending on the type of question I'm answering. And that was it. And then Snagit, what I love about it is it allows you to get a URL that you could just post in the email. So I would say, "Hey, Sally, Amy here. I recorded this audio for you. Click here to listen." And that's all I do. And I'd send it off to Sally and she would hear my response. Now, the reason I did this is because years ago, I would get into Help Scout and I would respond to people to help my customer support team, because as our business grew, we were getting a lot of questions and I needed to jump in. And I would respond to people and they would almost always respond back and say, "Is this really Amy? Or is this one of her team members? Or is this a canned response?" And I thought, oh my gosh, I spent a lot of time and energy responding to that. And they're discounting it because they don't think it's actually the person that created the program or the person running the business. They didn't think it was me. So I started to say, "Well, I want to record them in audio." Now, you guys know me. I'm not quick to jump on video all the time. And that's just my personality. So I didn't want to make them a video, because the minute you tell me I've got to make a video, I want the lighting to be right or at least good. So I want to move my computer in front of a window, and then I want to make sure that the background's okay. And although it doesn't need to be perfect, I still want it to be good. And that would just take time. And the goal was, these people were on the fence and they needed to hear from me. And so that's when I started to record these audios. But the trick was to get the audio into a simple URL that people could just click and listen, versus having to download the audio or play with any weird or fancy technology. So that's why I loved Snagit. And I can't believe the responses. Almost always, the person would buy the program. And that actually wasn't just my only objective. I actually wanted people to feel very heard and supported. And I didn't want anyone to join the program that wasn't a good fit. So I told many people they weren't a good fit for the program in my audio files that I would send them, my audio responses. But even though it's great that many purchased, many left these beautiful quick responses to my audio. So here's the deal. In Help Scout, we have this feature turned on that you rate the person that responded to you. So all my team members could get a rating of how well they supported the person that wrote in. So the person that wrote in is giving a rating of like 1 to 5, and then they can leave a comment. So we tracked the value of our customer support during the launch, which was over the charts, like amazing. I was so proud of my team. But this is some of the responses I got after I sent those audios. One woman said, "Wow, love the personal touch, Amy. Looking forward to learning much more from you." Another man said, "Wow, I did not expect to receive a response directly from you, Amy. You guys are amazing. Thank you." Someone else says, "I don't think I've ever received such a personal response. Brilliant service. I feel really valued." Oh my gosh. When I heard that, my heart melted. That was my point. I wanted people to feel heard and seen and understood. And so that's why I did the audio. And there's something special about people either seeing you or hearing from you personally, meaning the audio or the video. So this is something you can do. Now, I told you about Snagit, but last week, I know I'm late to the game. You guys know I'm not quick to take on new technology, but I've learned about Loom, L-O-O-M. It's totally free, where Snagit is not free. It's not expensive, but it's not free. But Loom allows you to do the screen grab or video, where Snagit, I couldn't do video. So you could do video and just straight video with Loom, or you could do video and screen grab, or just screen grab with audio. So you have more options, and it still gives you that URL that you can paste in the email and send. So I'm actually going to suggest that you check out Loom for this strategy, and I'll link to it in the show notes as well. Okay, so you know about the technology, you know about how it works. And the last thing I'll say is that I couldn't get to everybody, right? So every day during my launch, I'd spend about an hour, and I'd go into Help Scout, and I would respond to a bunch of questions or concerns. And I would find the ones where the question might have been, "So are you going to teach X, Y, and Z," whatever it might be. Have been, but I wanted to go deeper than the surface question. And most of the questions, if you went deeper, were, "Am I enough? Can I do this? Do I know enough? Am I good enough? Am I too far behind for this to work?" So much of it was around, "I'm scared that I'm not going to be one of your success stories." And they would, even the fear of, "This is a lot of money for me." If they thought they could be a shining star and kill it right out of the gate, the money wouldn't matter. So I'm learning to look at questions now and drill deeper and say, okay, that's the surface question. And I like to address it, but then I get deeper with, okay, what does this really mean for them? And I'm not always right. Like, I'm doing my best to figure out what's really below the surface here, but I do always try to address it. So if you're wondering, like, which questions, Amy, should I be answering if I have my team answering a bunch of them? Look for the ones that you can go deeper. So I think that makes a big difference. Okay, so that's personalization number one. Number two is live chat on your sales page. So all of my Digital Course Academy members, you are going to be building a sales page for your course. And if you're not in one of my programs, whatever you sell, you're likely going to have a page where they learn all about it. They can click a button and give you their credit card to buy. On that page, I highly recommend live chat. The tool we use is OLARK, O-L-A-R-K. And OLARK allowed us to be in the moment with them when they're making the buying decision. And I did live chat for OLARK a lot. Now with this one, you kind of have to be really quick because people are right there in real time with you. So me recording these audios didn't work as well. So I just typed all my responses. And then of course they'd say, "Is this really Amy?" So all I could say is, "Yes, it's me." I mean, what else am I going to do? I guess I could take a quick picture, but still it wouldn't totally prove it. So that came up a lot. So not my favorite part. However, I think the real-time conversations, whether it was me or somebody on my team answering, they went a long way. So what I did is I had my whole team help out on OLARK when we could during the launch. And so anytime somebody had a quick question while they're on the sales page, they could click a button, it would pop up in a portal, and who's ever on my team, the questions would be filtered through all the people that were live in the live chat on my team at the time. Now, the person that I think was the most effective was Jill, my content manager. And so Jill was most effective because people, when they had content questions, Jill was able to knock them out quickly. And this is something I learned on this launch that I'll be sharing with a lot of my students in depth as we go along. And that is that people on your team, not just you, the course creator, really needs to understand how to talk about your course and what's included and what are they going to learn. So before you ever venture out into a promotion with your team, no matter what you're selling, courses or something else, you really want to make sure your team is educated. And what that looks like, if we're going to get really tactical, which I like to get, is you open up a Google Doc and you list all, in the case of a course, you list all the modules, and then you list what lessons are below each module. You give everybody a blurb about what your course is all about that they could literally copy and paste if someone said, so in a nutshell, what is Digital Course Academy all about? Like, what is it? My team would know what to say. If you don't give your team the tools to talk about your course and educate people who are asking questions at a time when they're ready to take out your credit card, you're leaving money on the table. And this is important. I've got to do a podcast episode just about this, but how to talk about your course, how to break it down in a way that people really get it. It's important because you, during the launch, it's funny, you feel like you're saying the same thing over and over again, and that's good. You've got certain things that you're going to touch on about your course, maybe five or six different blurbs or little snippets, and you continually drill into those because that's what people need to hear the most. So being prepared in advance before a promotion or a launch to say, team, this is how you talk about the course. And here's some questions. We call them guided responses. Here's some questions you're likely going to get. Here's a guided response on how to answer it so you can pull from this document at any time. And this should be a document your team goes back to again and again and again. Now, I mentioned that Jill was probably the most effective on OLARC because she helped me create the course. So if there's anyone on your team besides you that helped create the program or the product or the coaching package or whatever it is you're selling, get them on OLARC or live chat. Have them spend a majority of their time there. So because Jill helped me create the program during the launch, she didn't have to do a lot in terms of launching, meaning that Chloe on my team is the integrator. She's running the show. Jess is my director of operations and customer support. So she's in Help Scout. Angie's running the community. Like, they have specific roles of how to take care of things during a launch. But Jill's content development. So during the launch, it made the most sense that she get in there and she engage with people. I know you all don't have a Jill, but you could have somebody on your team that you really invest time in before a promotion and say, you're my right hand when it comes to talking about the course and answering content questions. And here's everything that can help you to do so. And you can share that with your whole team, but designating one person to be your sidekick in terms of knowing your product the best would be really valuable. Even if you hired a VA for a launch that you really educated, VAs could do this very, very well. So anyway, the live chat version was incredibly valuable. We saw people go from live chat to buying. Like, we could see the transition immediately. So imagine if you're ready to buy and you're like, ah, but I got just one more question. Even when I'm buying a pair of Lululemon yoga pants, right when I buy, if I'm like, yeah, but is this the right size? Because da 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 da, and whatever you're thinking, like, if I could ask someone right there in the moment, I'd feel better about that purchase. I also believe that live chat minimizes buyer's remorse. So if they get their questions answered right there in the moment and buy, they feel confident. If they're still a little uncertain and they buy, buyer's remorse is alive and well, and they start to think, maybe that wasn't a good decision. But if they got to talk to Jill or me or Angie or Jess right before they bought, that's a whole different experience. Now, one more thing, again, tactical, because I want this to be a very actionable episode for you. When you do live chat, when it's on and no one's there, we had that issue sometimes. Basically, if someone goes to talk with live chat and no one's there, maybe it's everyone's sleeping, it will say, hey, we're not here right now, but your question will get pushed into our customer support portal and we'll be in response. So that can work with OLARC, especially. They write when we're not there. It goes into Help Scout, our customer support portal, and we can email them back. So I did that a lot. If someone came through a live chat, I would record them one of those audio messages to get right to them. So that you could do. But what I was going to say was to plan a schedule for live chat. Like we would say, okay, Jill, for the next 3 hours, can you be on live chat? And when live chat was the most valuable, listen up. If you're multitasking here, come back to me, because when live chat is the most valuable is directly after any webinar or Facebook Live that you do. So people, you're sending them, anytime you're actively live in real time, sending someone to a sales page, you want multiple people on that sales page in your live chat. Now, your volume might not be as much as mine now if you're just starting out, but even having one or two people on live chat. One of the hardest things to do is go from a live webinar over to live chat, but gosh, it can make a huge difference. I know you're going to be exhausted, but jumping over there, even if you're a one man or one woman show, if you go over to live chat, and on my webinar, I say, okay, I've already gone through all their objections. I've answered all their questions. If they're still on the fence, I'll say, if you're still on the fence right now, come on over to the sales page. I won't call it the sales page. I'll say, go to amyporterfield.com/yes, which redirects to the sales page, and ask your question there. I'm going to be jumping over there. My team's over there right now. You'll hear from, and I say their names, you'll hear from Jill or Angie or Jess or Chloe or Megan or Rochelle, whoever it might be. They'll be over there. So ask your questions, because the worst place to be is on the fence when I close the doors. Because if you're still on the fence when I close the doors, I've made the decision for you that you don't get to be a part of the experience. I want you to make that decision, whether it's a yes or a no. So that's kind of how I move them over to the sales page with live chat from a webinar. I'm giving you all my secrets today. Okay, so moving on to the third and final way to personalize your next promotion or launch. And this one is what I call the off-the-cuff, from-the-heart final video. So I'll say it again, the off-the-cuff, from-the-heart final video. And this final video is something that you will send out on the final day when you're closing your cart. So you're closing the doors to people buying your product, program, service, digital course, whatever it might be. And you can send it out in the morning or in the afternoon or just hours before you close the doors. I tend to send it out either in the afternoon or hours before I close the doors, not in the morning, because I send three emails on the final day. In the morning, I might just do one more like, today's the final day. Here's why you need to join the program. Here's who it's for. Here's who it's not for. So I give them a lot of info. In the middle, if I don't send this off-the-cuff video, in the middle, I might just say, you know that time's running out, right? Like if you have questions, we're live on the page right now. Come on over, da-da-da. And then at the end, I will say, I recorded this video for you. So the email is super short. And my Digital Course Academy members, you will be getting the script to this for the email, and you will get to see the actual video I created for Digital Course Academy for my launch. You'll get to see it inside the program. So I've got to save that for my students, because they invested in the program and they get all the extra good, juicy stuff. But for you listening, if you're not in my program, I'm going to give you enough that you can start to piece it together on your own so you understand the concept. So in the final video, the email, the subject line might say, I recorded this video for you. And that's all it says. And then in the actual email, it might say, just an hour ago, I recorded this video. And if you're still on the fence thinking about joining Digital Course Academy, you definitely want to watch this. And then I might have a picture of me in the video or not, and just a link to go watch the video. They click a link and they'll go to like a Kajabi standalone page with just the video. And under the video, there's a button to buy the course. So they just go to a standalone page with the video embedded on it and a button below the video that says, you know, check out Digital Course Academy or whatever. So that's what the email is. Very short. You do not get into any detail. The video is genuinely recorded from you on the final day, meaning you're not doing this months in advance in a fancy studio with good lighting and thinking about it and have a teleprompter with the script. It's not that video. It genuinely is off the cuff from the heart. And the reason why that part's important as the person doing the promotion, as the person selling whatever it is you're selling, is you've just gone through a live launch and you're feeling all the emotions. You hopefully have been in Help Scout answering questions and seen what people have asked questions on the webinars, and you've tackled all the objections. You know where their headspace is, the people that are genuinely right for your program, and you want to talk to them. And so it's important that you are in that space, genuinely feeling all the feels for wrapping up this launch. And in your video, you are talking to the people that are still on the fence. So what I did is I went into my just home studio and I flipped on the camera. I did not have a script. I thought about it, like what I wanted to say, but I didn't even have an outline. And you guys know me. Going into doing a video without even an outline, who is this girl talking to you, right? But it was important that I wasn't scripted. It was important that it did come from my heart. And in the video, I did mess up a few times, which my DCA students will see, meaning like I tripped over my words. But here's what you do. Basically, you say, hey there, I wanted to record this video for you this evening because I'm closing the doors to my Digital Course Academy program in just a few hours. And if you've been on this journey with me where I've done my webinars and my Facebook lives and my social media posts and emails, if you've seen all of that, then thank you for going on this journey with me. And right now, right this minute, if you're still on the fence, I wanted to talk to you. So if you already know you're not going to join my program, don't waste your time. No need to watch this video. You're good to go. I'm glad you made a decision that's right for you. But if you're still on the fence, this video is for you. And then I just talk about, listen, if you're feeling this way or that way, and I start to address some of the objections that came up a lot during the launch. If you feel like you're not ready because you don't have an email list, let's talk about that. If you feel as though you are not ready because you don't have a course idea, let's talk about that. And I'll say, you know, if you're this or that, you're not right for the program. But if you're genuinely worried because of this or that, then you are right for the program. And here's how we're going to address it when you enroll. So it's very specific to those that are on the fence. And I'm talking about their fears and their questions that are coming up, and I'm just tackling them. And then at the very end, I paint a very realistic picture of what life can look like if they get into my program, they do the work, and they actually make it work. I'm not saying they do it perfectly. I'm not even saying they hit it out of the park the first time they do a webinar. I just mean if you stick with it. And I remind them of what they really want in their business and what life can look like for them. And then I end the video. And I've done this many times. And sometimes, you know, because it's from the heart, because it's sincere, sometimes it's just 5 minutes. Like I can say what I want to say in 5 minutes. Sometimes it's longer. Like I think this one was over 12 minutes. And when I was done, I was like, oh shoot, I didn't mean to do 12 minutes. But then I thought, no, that was really from my heart. It's really what I wanted to say. I leave it all on the table. And that's kind of what you're doing in this final personal video. You're leaving it all on the table. And you're really coming to terms with yourself as the person promoting whatever you're promoting, that I've done my best. I've told you about everything what this program can offer. I've talked about who it's for and who it's not for. Now it's up to you. It is all up to you. I'm done. This is the last time you'll hear from me before doors close. So if you're in, I can't wait to meet you. That kind of thing. And so this video has always been very powerful. And if you do it with not the marketing hat on, although, you know, all of this is marketing strategy, I never hide that. But if you do it with not the marketing hat on, but I want to make sure that if anybody's still on the fence and they're right for the program, that they don't miss the opportunity. I know if you believe in your program, you know you can serve them. So if you believe in what you're doing, you will want to get those people that are on the fence, but they're right for the program. That's what this video does. So yeah, this one's a little bit more intense. You know, you got to get on video. I feel that you should do it the day of closing the cart or the day before at the earliest, but nothing sooner than that. Like, I believe you really need to time it right for you and you'll be tired. I mean, at one point, I think I wanted to cry. I was emotional because I was tired and it was a long, long launch for us, but I didn't cry, but you'll feel all that. And that's good. I want them to see how you genuinely are in the moment. And no faking. Like, don't fake this. Go with what you feel. People are smarter than that. They will get that. So just be as sincere as you always are. Okay. So there you have it. One more time, personalization in a promotion or a launch. You're going to respond to people with audio or video. If you're a badass and you're just going to like go beyond what I've done. I love when people take my ideas, but make them way better. So you might just want to jump on video, but also just one more thing. It's easier for people to listen to audio when they're on the go. So it's not so much that they see you. They just need to hear you. So please keep it simple. So Snagit or Loom, the two tools I told you about, you can get to them in the show notes. And then second, live chat on a sales page. So valuable, but not just live chat. Make sure that whoever is on live chat can be an extension of you talking about the program, the content, who's right for it, and really understand the questions that are being asked and giving valuable responses. Meaning it's a conversation. We're not doing quick canned responses on live chat. I want you in conversations, or I want people on your team in conversations with people that are still on the fence. And then third, the off the cuff from the heart video. I think it makes a big difference. And I encourage you to send that out at the very end of your launch. So there you have it. I hope that you found this valuable. I hope that you feel as though you can do these personalization strategies, because I know you can. I think the biggest thing is making time for them. And during the launch, you have very little time. You're emotionally and physically exhausted, and it's hard to rally sometimes, but you can. And one more thing I'll say is I teach my students in Digital Course Academy how to do live launches and how to do evergreen. And when you get into evergreen, these aren't as sincere. These aren't as timely, these strategies. And some of them aren't even practical. Like, you could still do that final video. I don't do it in evergreen, but you could, but I don't think it's as effective. So I'll teach my DCA students how to do evergreen, how to do automated webinars and launches. And the strategies there are different, because I don't want to be insincere and use like scarcity tactics that aren't true. So we'll talk about that to my students in evergreen later. And I'm sure I'll do more podcasts about turning evergreen. So for you guys who are not my students yet, know that I always have stuff for you as well. But these strategies are for live launches or live promotions. I think that's where they work the best. And you all know, I think there's magic in live launches. Even though I was exhausted and overwhelmed and tired and stressed during my live launch, I would not trade it for the world. I am a better marketer right now, right this minute, because of what we did in January with that live launch. I think my team is stronger because of it as well. We are stronger and have better connections with each other because we went through that together. So there's magic in live launching. Never, ever forget that. But I think evergreen is a whole lot easier, and I will be sharing about that as well. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure if you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, do so. We have bonus episodes that come out that only my subscribers will hear about, and I would love for you to never miss an episode. We have some fun things coming out. I don't want you to miss any of it. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you here same time, same place next week. Until then, have a wonderful week. Bye for now.